Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Ayin Hey. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots, last skinny line or second last skinny line, Gufa. Right, we're going to go back and talk about what we said at the end of yesterday's daf. Right, Gufa Amar Avun Amar Av Mod Beknas Rachakach Bo Eden Potter. Almost the entirety of today's daf is talking about this topic. That if someone admits to a knas and then Eidim come afterwards, right, and say, oh, by the way, you're chayav this knas, you will be potter. That's what Rav says. So Eisvei Rav Chisda the Rav Huna. Rav Chisda, right, asked the kasha on Rav Huna, right, about this psak. Mais Rav Gamliel, Shishimas Ein Tevi Avdo. Rav Gamliel knocked out the eye of Tevi, right, his famous Tevi, his slave. V'haya Samach Simcha Gedola. He was very, very happy about this, right? He was very happy, Pasha says, because he was going to have to force send them free. So he saw Rabbi Yeshua, and Amar said to him, "Yeah, Tayudesh Tevi Avdi Yasal Chayrus." He said, "Hey, I got a great news. My servant Tevi, right, went out free." Amar lo olam. I said, "Why?" Amar lo shesamitzis is eino. I knocked out his eye. So Amar lo, he said to him, "Well, that's a little awkward, but ein dvarecha klum. Right, you got nothing. Right, you're not sick. Kvar ein lo edim. Right, he doesn't have edim. Right, ha'yish lo edim chayef." And the implication, meaning that's where the story ended. I mean, and the problem is, the implication being that if he did have Edim, he'd be chayiv, and even though Rabbi Gamliel admitted to it, v'shamina mina, mode b'knas ha'chobo Edim chayiv. Apparently you see that you would be obligated in that case. So he said back to him, no, shiny Rabbi Demam Gamliel, the lobe of na'ibayz din odi. Right, no, he didn't admit in Bezin, he was just telling Rabbi Yeshua. Now, that doesn't count in admitting. That has nothing to do with our case whatsoever, because right, there was no hodah in Bezin and achakach ba edim. Right, it's not our case. Right, if edim would come to Bezin, it would just be edim. It wouldn't be without any admitting. Rabbi Yeshua av Bezin haya, but wasn't Rabbi Yeshua that av Bezin? So yeah, okay, but fine. But shalom Bezin have a koi. Right, they weren't schmoozing in Bezin, so it doesn't consider as a hodah. Vatanya, but doesn't the Bezin say? A different price. It says about this exchange, right, this conversation, that Amar lo aim is racha klum shekvar hodisam, because you already admitted, implying that you actually, again, that you did, that is considered to be an admitting. So Gemara says, my love tanai, so it must be machlokes tanai, right? Hai tana da Amar, meaning that's why you have two prices, right? So the price that says, right, hai tana, the price that says beforehand, the price you had before, shekvar in locha edim, sovereign mode, we can't racha kalbo edim chayef. Again, the price we quoted at the beginning, right, that's the implication that's against Rav, that you would be chayiv if you admitted and then Edim came. The Haitan on this brisa, the Amar Shekvar Hodisa, that he said you already admitted, Sovereign Modu B'Knas Rachach Bo Edim Potter. So the Gemara says, that's not the Machogas. The Guli Amar Modu B'Knas Rachach Bo Edim Potter, really everybody holds like Rav. That if you admit and then Edim come afterwards, that you're going to be still, you're going to be Potter, because Modu B'Knas is Potter, regardless of whether Edim come afterwards. Val Kamifugi, what's Machogas between the brises? Mahaitan, the Amar Shekvar, Ein Lecha Edim, Sovereign Chutzla Bezdin Hava, Vahachtan, the Amar Shekvar Hodisa, Sovereign of Bezdin Haya, right? Simply the brises are arguing, right, whether they were in or outside of Bezdin, right, when they had that conversation. Okay. Itmar, it was said, Modu B'Knas Rachach Bo Edim, again, Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Potter, that's what we saw right yesterday, that was what we just quoted. Shmuel Amar Chayev. Shmuel says that if you admit to a Knas and then Edim come, right, then you're going to be Chayev, right? You can't just get out of a Knas, right, if Edim are going to come and be Mechayev you. Amar Rav Bar Ahiloi, my time with Rav. What's Rav logic? Why did he say that you're going to be Potter? Because the Pasuk says, Im himatzei be'edim, timatzei b'dayanim. Now, the Pasuk says, that's not an actual quote of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, if you look over the Torah, or, Im himatzei timatzei b'yado ha-geneva, mishor ha-chamor ha-tzeh chayim, shnayim mishalem. Right? Meaning, if you find the geneva in the guy's hand, right, and whatever animal it is, right, you have to pay two. So Gemara says, what's the diuk? Right? Why does it say, Im himatzei timatzei? If you will find, you will find. That's twice. So, Im himatzei be'edim, timatzei b'dayanim. Right, if you find it with Edim, meaning if the Edim come in and testify, right, so therefore the judges are going to find that you're chayiv. So the problem, Marshia Tazma, that's excluding in case where the guy came and admitted to the Knas himself. So Gemara says, the problem is, why do you need that Pasuk? Right, Lamali, what do you need that for? Right, Me'asher Yishir Nafka, right? Obviously, the Pasuk says, Asher Yishir Nalukim, Yisham Shnayim L'Rehu, whatever the judges decide, right, that's where you're going to pay, right? It's not based on your own admission, right? So, Ela rather Shmaminah, Modu B'Knas Rachachach Bo Edim Potter. So why would you have to ever have to tell me that the only time you're going to be Chayav a Knas is if Beis Din right, finds you guilty, as opposed to when you're mashir, as opposed to when you admit yourself, must be in the case where both of those things are happening. You admit, and then edim come and find you guilty. So the chor, in that case, you're going to be potter. Again, we're excluding that case. Shmuel, I'm lachal. Shmuel will say to you, no. Ha'umi boiler the ganav atzmo, right? That already im himatzei timatzei haganav. That you need for the ganav itself. Kedatana debechizkia, like we learned earlier, tana debechizkia. Right? If you remember, that was the whole klal proto klal, right? The whole back and forth over there, and the chora, that's what Tamar the Bechizki needs that pasuk over there, that you're going to be chayav for kefel. So that's not you can't use that for our Josh over here. So now Rav Lishmol Rav asks Kasha on Shmol Ra Edim Isha Mimashim Shemuboyim. The guy sees that Edim are coming, Ve'amar, and he says, and he jumps in the basin, Ganafti, Avotalavtavachti, Velamacharti. Right, the guy sees Edim coming, and he's like, oh, I'm in big trouble, so I might as well admit. So he runs in the basin, and he says, I admit that I stole, but I didn't shech or sell. So in a Mishalim, like in Elakaren, so then he gets off, meaning he only has to pay the value of the item he stole. Right, apparently we see that if Modu Beknas, Rachkachbo Edim, you're going to be Potter. Just like Rav said. So then that's what Rav asked on Shmuel. So Amarle Shmuel said back to him, Malcham Ayeskin and Kikon Shechazru Edim Lachareim. No, Shmuel says, no, the case is where the Edim never made it to Beis Din. Right, they turned around. So he admitted, so they said, okay, fine, we're done here, we don't need to come. I have only the Seifa, but what about the Seifa? Seifa, the second part of that Braisa says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yavo Edim Ve'idu, right, that Edim should come, meaning let them come and be made, meaning, i.e., that he's going to be Chayiv, Bechal Tanakam Asavar, Lo Amarle Shmuel. Right, implying that Shmuel didn't, sorry, Michal the Tanakama Savarlo. Apparently, the Tanakama disagrees with that. Meaning, when Rabbi Shimon argues on the Tanakama and says, let the Edim come, i.e., because then they would be Chayiv, Pasha says the Tanakama holds the Yerpater. So, Shmuel says back to him, Lav Iker Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. No, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, right, the Kai Kavasei. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds like me, right, and Anat Amri Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. So, therefore, right, Shmuel says, I hold like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, so that, again, so that's the best. That's a machlokas tanoim. Meaning, the Tanakama holds you're going to be potter, but it's not a kasha on Shmuel because he holds like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that you would be chayiv. And that's again that Rabbi Shmuel and Amoraim, right? They're trying to find opinions of tanoim that they hold like. And once you have that, so that's fine, right? Regardless of any kashas you could ask from the Brisa, because at least they have a tana they hold like, and that's what they hold like. Shmuel vada tanoi. He says Shmuel says yeah. Enechanami. That Brisa over there is for sure machlokas tanoim. The Rav, but according to Rav, who says that in that case you're going to be potter, right? That more than we can ask potter, right? Even if Edom come afterwards. So mi lema tanoi. It's not necessarily a machlokas tanoim. Again, Tanakama says that Tanakama in that case, where a guy jumped in, right, and admitted. And Edom came afterwards, or maybe turned around, whatever it was, but Edom came after and said you're going to be potter, and then Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be chayiv. So maybe, right, that's not necessarily machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, according to Rav. I mean, according to Shmuel, he definitely needs someone to say that he's chayiv, so he holds like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar. But Rav holds that you're going to be potter in that case, and therefore he says maybe both of those, right, can hold like me. Right, so Rav would say to you, Amri, the Afil Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Right, he could even hold like both shittas. Because Adkan, Loka Amr, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Hossam. Right, maybe Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon only holds your chayiv in that case. And let me show the Kamodi Machmas Bituzah to Edim. Because what happened in that case? The guy jumped into Beis Din, he saw Edim coming, he's like, oh, I stole it. So maybe over there, that's not considered a hodah. That's not considered a real admitting. Right, he saw Edom coming, so he figured he'd try to get out of the knas. So therefore he said, oh, I stole it. Maybe if he showed up to Beis Din on his own and said, yeah, you know what, I stole it, I feel bad. So maybe I feel Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Modeh, maybe he would be Modeh, that you would be putter in that case, even if, let's say, 2 days later, Edom came and testified for the Geneva. Amar Rav Avnuna, Rav Avnuna says, the Mishavar Milsi Derav, Ba'ona Ganavdi Ubo Edom Shaganav Potter. Makes sense. The Rav Shita is where the guy said he stole, and Edom came that he stole, right? That Enechanami, he's going to be potter, right? Meaning that even though the Edom are obviously after him, Sharei Chayev Asma Bekeren. But I mean, obviously that's the case we've been discussing up until now, right? He already said he's Chayev to pay, right, the value of the item. Ava, but Amar Loganafti. But if the guy said I didn't steal, Ubo Edom Shaganav, then Edom came and said that he did steal. The Chazav Amar, then he went back and said Tavachtu Mecharti. Then he admits to the second part, meaning he doesn't admit that he stole. But then Edom come and say, oh, by the way, you stole. And then he jumps ahead and says, yeah, and I also right. He sees he's going to be chayiv. Right, he's in big trouble. Right now he's already chayiv kefo. So he jumps the gun and he says, well, I shechted it. or I sold it. And then bo edim shtavach hamachar, and then edim came and say, yeah, you did. So in that case, it's going to be chayiv for the entire 4 and 5, or the entire dalad v'hei, shrei patr atzma klum, because he had patred himself, he had patred himself from over there. Because what's it called? Can the shechita, right, admitting that he did the shechita, right, is not a real admitting. Meaning that we 1 second, sorry. Yeah, so if you look at Rashi, right, slide over there to Rashi, but pretty much straight across, right? Sha'arei potter ba'atma miklum. Again, what happened when he admitted that he shechted and he sold it? So that would not have made him chayev at all. Because he knows that he's trying to get out of the fine, right? And if you mode the beknas, if you admit to a knas, then you're potter. That's not considered to be a hodah. Meaning Rav Hamnuna says that when are you mode the beknas potter, if edim come afterwards, that's only if your admission made you chayev something. But if you're not going to be chayev because of your admission, and then edim come afterwards, that's not going to get you off. Then, in that case, you're not going to be potter. Only if you admitted, let's say, to the theft, which now makes you chayev karen, which makes you have to pay the actual value of the item, and then edim come and say, oh yeah, you stole. Right, so then you're going to be putter, i.e. putter from the kefil, right? Not putter from the theft, right? For paying for the actual item, because you admitted to that already. But in that case, you're going to be putter for the kefil. But in the case where you just admitted something and that didn't get you anything, right? I mean, now you're completely putter, and now someone ate them come afterwards, that's not considered to be a real admission, and therefore you're going to be chayv. Amar Rava. Rava says no. What does that change to? Kafakti, right? The Bach changes it to. Right. Okay, kabach tinhu. Okay, either way. So Rav says I brought a kash against this. L'sabi de beirav, and meaning Rav said I disagree with Rav Hamnuna because the Rav Gamliel poter atzmo miklum haya. Because what was the case by Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel, right, potted himself from paying anything. Meaning he admitted, right, that he was going to send his slave out. He's not paying anything, but he's sending his slave free. The commentator of Chista Rav Huna lo kamishani le. And Rav Chista, right, again asked that kasha. Rav Huna didn't say that it doesn't apply here. That it doesn't apply because Rav Gamliel wasn't actually having to be chayiv anything. Meaning the thing was, oh, maybe it wasn't in Beis Din or whatever, but we didn't. Rav Huna didn't say anything back to Rav, or Rav Chista rather, that Rav Gamliel wasn't paying anything. So that this qualification didn't come up in that conversation, so it must not be a real qualification. And therefore, if you admit and you really potter yourself from everything, then you would be potter. Idmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ganavti bo idim she ganav. If a guy comes and say to Beis Din that he stole, Ubo Edim Shaganov, and then Edim came that he said that he stole, so in that case he's going to be Potter. Shari Chayiv Atzma Mekaren, because he said his admission made him Chayiv something. Ava Amar Lo Ganvu, Ganav, but if a guy said I didn't steal anything, Ubo Edim Shaganov, then Edim came and said he did steal, Chazav Amar Tavachti Umacharti, and then he went back and said, yeah, and I also Shechted and or sold it, Ubo Edim Shaganov, and then Edim came and said that he did that, so in that case Chayiv Shari Potter Asmo Meklum, right, in that case he's Chayiv. Because his admission, his hodah, right, it didn't make him chayv anything, and therefore that's not going to get you off. Amar Rav Ashi, and then meaning that's like Rav Hamnuna. Amar Rav Ashi, Misnisenu Brisa Namideka. I got a proof from a Mishnah and a Brisa that back up Rav Hamnuna. Masnisen, what's the Mishnah? The Tanan, that's our Mishnah. Govan al pishnayim, v'tavach hamachar al pi ed echad. Right, if you stole based on two edim, and then you shechted or whatever through one aid, or oh al pi atzmo, and that's based on his own admission. Yeah, or misham. So misham teshulim kefil, but in misham teshulim arbu chamisha. He has to pay kefil, but not dal behe. Lamali. So why do you have to tell me the tani gun of al pishnayim? Right? Why do you need to even have the scenario where the guy said? Right, but why do you have to set up the case as if there were edim that came to say that he stole? Listen, why don't you just say ganav tavuk machar al pi edechad al pi atzmo? Right, in mishal na lekaren. Right, if he stole or shechted, right, based on himself or one aid, he only pays the karen. Right, you don't need to set up the whole case with a case with a scenario is that two edim came and said that he stole. Elav, what do you see from this? I'm a base at the top. Hakamash malan, right? The ganav al pi shnayim tavuk al pi edechad al pi atzmo. Right, delo mechayev atzmo karen. Right, hadar minan dal pi atzmo dumin dal pi edechad. Right, what's the case? Right, with a scenario where it must be. But that you're telling me that since the reason the Mishnah set it up with two edim talking about the geneva, because if he stole based on those two edim and then he shechted, or based on one aid or his own admission, where he's not going to be chayev meaning he's not admitting to the Karen, because we compare those two cases, must be the same. Mali it must be that if he, right, since just like one aid comes and another aid comes, it's going to be chayev. So too, if he admits, right, through what, his own admission, it's an aidim come after that, he's going to be chayev as well. So, but in that case, where if he stole and shechted based on one aid, the chayiv atzmo karen, what he said he was moder, meaning it's al pi atzmo, he admitted to the theft, right? And therefore he's going to be chayiv to pay the karen. Lower meaning al pi atzmo dumi al pi aid echad. We don't compare, right, the two cases where it's al pi aid atzmo and al pi aid echad, and because in that case, again, that proves because his admission was that he was chayiv the karen, and therefore he's going to get off from all the other. Knossos. Brysa, what's the proof from the Brysa? The Tanya of London or Brysa. Ra Adim Shemisham Shemubayim. Again, that's what we said before. Right? If he saw the Adim are coming, Vamar Ganati Velo Tavachti Macharti, I stole it, but I didn't shekel or sell it. Adim Shalmel Karen, right? Then he pays the Karen. Lamali the Misne. Why do you have to teach me that case? Armar Ganati Velo Tavachti Velo Macharti. Why do you need to have that case? Why is that the case we're bringing? Misne could have just said, Ganafti O Tavachti Umacharti. Right? Maybe you could have said either he stole it, or he shechted it, or he sold it. Right? Ella, what do you see? Meaning what, that was very much more simple. Right? Forget the edim. What do you need the edim for? So Ella Kamash Malan is coming to teach us the time of the Amar Ganafti, right? Whom the Mechayev Atzma Bekarim Potter, Ava Amar Lo Ganafti Ubo Edim Sheganav, Vechazer Amar Tarachti Machar Dibo Edim Shetavachu Machar, right? The Lo Chayev Atzma Bekarim, Chayev. Right? But it must be, we're seeing that it's true, that if the only scenario we're going to be Chayev, right, is if the only scenario we're going to be Potter is if the guy admitted, right, to make himself chayiv to pay the Karen. But if he didn't say that, if he didn't say that he stole it, and Edim came and said that he stole it, then he admitted to the shechting or whatever, then he's going to be chayiv, right? Alma hoda de tvicha la vodai. So apparently, what do you see? That admitting to the tvicha after you've already been made chayiv and based in for the theft, right, is not going to necessarily make you Potter. So the Gemara says, Amri lo. No, they said in the Beis Medrash, not really, right, the Braisa necessarily, that's not the deal you should make from the Braisa, because Agufa Kamash Malan, they came into Amar Ganafti, meaning the Braisa has something to teach us, right, without that implication. Because since the guy said he stole, even though he didn't say anything about meaning he said he didn't admit to the Tvicha or Mechira, and then Edim made him Chayiv, Potter. He's going to be Potter from Dal Behei. My Taima, because Tashlumi Dal Behei, Abra Chamisha, Amar Rachmana, Revelot Tashlumi Arba, Velot Tashlumi Shlosha. Meaning, because Dal Behei is only built on the backs of Kefil, right? It's not going to be built on the back of Karen, where the guy said that he's going to pay, he stole it, and therefore he has to pay for the value of the item. Right? We don't have a subsequent Dal Behei payment. It's only, right, if, you know, the guy's going to end up paying the entire 4 or 5 and not 3 or 4, right, because he potted himself from the kefil, right, when he admitted it. Okay. Lema Katanai. Now the Gemara says, maybe this is a machlokes Tanayim, again, that the whether the Hodah has to be mechayev you anything, and to get you off from any subsequent punishments if Edim come afterwards, that was Machlokes Rav Nuna and was it Rava or I don't remember. Okay, but I guess Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but definitely Rav Nuna on one side. I can't find it right now. But let's say that's a Machlokes Tanayim. So how you Shnayim Edim Sheganav? Two people testify that the guy stole something. How you Shnayim Edim Oso Shetavu? And then two people testify that he shechted it or sold it. So who's more Edim Geneva? If the Edim Geneva, right, the first Edim said he stole something, became Edim Zomim, Edim Shabbat the Mitzvah about Lakula. So everything is gone, right? Good, because when you're Mevatel some of the testimony, right, then the whole thing is gone, because obviously the shechita mechira is not relevant if he didn't steal the item. Who's mu edit tvicha? But if the second edim, right, get become edim zomim, so who mishalim tashlum kefal v'heim mishalim tashlum shlosha? Right, that they, right, again, the guy, again, what are we left with? We're left with the edim that he stole something, so he has to pay kefal, right, and the edim zomim come and pay, right, the three, you know, the two or three, right, whatever they're trying to make him pay by making him pay. Sumcha says no. He mishalim tashlumei kefal, but who mishalim tashlumei shlosha lapar v'shnayim la'ayel. No, the edim pay the kefal, and he pays what's left, right, of the dal of the hay. The Gemara says, "What the heck? What are you talking about? Ahaya Kai Sumchas. What is Sumchas talking about? Ilema Resha. If you tell me the Resha, where the, again, with the first case where the Edom on the Geneva were Zomimim. So less the Sumchas is about the Mizrata Basel Kula. Obviously, Sumchas doesn't agree that if, right, that you're going to be Chayev for the Dalad Vehei, if there's no Chiyev for the theft. That doesn't make any sense. Ella Seifa, but Sumchas can't be talking about the Seifa either, because Shabbat Kamar Rabbanan Hu Mishalim, Tashlumi Kevo, Vehei Mishalim, Tashlumi Shlosha. How in the world would Sumchas argue with that Psak? Right, meaning, if you lose the Edom, right, if the second group of Edom, we're trying to make him Chayev Dalad Vehei, get knocked out, they become Edom Zomim. So what were they trying to do? They're trying to make him pay two or three times more than the Kefal. The first Edom that said he stole something, right, are still there. So he has to pay Kefal. The Edom Zomim, who tried to make him Chayev two or three times that, pay that amount of money to the guy. That's standard Edom Zomim. Why would Sumchas disagree with that? That's totally straightforward. So Ella rather, Milsa Achrisi Ikebenayu. Must be something else going on over here. And the case is like this. Going to Asu Betray, two Edom came, and Amrule Ganafta, they say you stole. Amrulehu in. He said, yes. In Echanami, Ganafti, I stole it. Utavachti, and I shechted it. Or Umacharti, or I sold it. Miu, however, Lobifneim Ganafti, but, ironically enough, it was in front of you. And I see Sadev is Minu, Doloa Babhayu Ganaf. And then he brings Edom that, yeah, those first Edom were Edom's omen. Right? It didn't happen in front of them. If I see Balabaya Sadi, Vasinu be Ganavatabukamach, then the Balabaya says, oh, well, good to know that you stole my animal and shechted it and sold it, and he brings Edom that is true. In that case, that they're arguing over there, and that's the machlokas. There's another machlokas going on over here. I mean, in that case, the chachamim are going to say that the edim are going to pay the kefal, which he then turns and right, it turns around, right, and gives straight to the balabas, right. But he's not going to pay for the tzvichah mechira because he admitted, and that's what he simply said back, right, and said that in fact the edim zomim do pay. Right, the kefal, but the ganav is going to pay the extra dalad vehei or whatever's left of the dalad vehei, or for the tvicha mechira. Right, even though he admitted to it, uvadas tvicha kamifagi, and therefore they're arguing as to whether, right, he's going to pay if in the case where he, like our, where we just said, where he admitted to the tvicha mechira and then edim came afterwards. Right, the rabbanan savri alfa kavda odag the ganeva machmas edim. Even though the admission is only based on the first Edom, and the first Edom were Zomim, still, that's good enough. Still, the fact that he admitted that he stole it and he shechted it, right, that's good enough. And therefore, he's potter to pay the extra dollar, or the two or three, what's left after the kefal. Sumchas says, no, the Geneva Machmas Edom, the Tricha Lavoda, since he's only admitting, right, because it's because of the first Edom, you're not going to get out of that. Right, and you're not going to get out of kefal, right? So therefore, the tzvicha doesn't, the admission that he, the hodah that he did the tzvicha, right, doesn't count either. Vanoch edim kamai, right? Because these edim, therefore, the first edim, tazminu that became edim zomim, mishalim tefun shlomi kefal, they pay kefal. Vehu and the ganav mishalim shlosha lepar shlam ushnayim la'ayil, right? Pay the dalvei whatever's left, right? Because his hodah doesn't count. Amar Rav Acha Brei Darbiko said, "No, that's not the machlokas. They could all agree that the hodah about the admitting about the tzvicha, about the shchita is not a thing. Doesn't potter him. Right? Is not good enough, and he still would have to pay." Ella, what's the machlokas over here? Be'edus shi'ata yochol azima kamefugi. Machlokas is with edus. It's edus shi'ata yochol azima. It's edus that you're not able, right, to be mazim. Right? There's a requirement, but you see in Masechet Makos. That edus that you give, that you deliver, has to be edus shata yachol azima. That you have to be able to be mazim the edim. You have to be able to make the edim zomim. Otherwise, their edus is no good. Because without getting through all the lundus, but if there's, long story short, one of the prevailing opinions is that if there is no potential backlash for the testimony, so the edus is no good because there's nothing stopping the edim from testifying. Meaning if it's for some reason, let's say they didn't have a date on it, or they didn't have a time on it. Let's say Reuven killed Shimon, but we don't know when. So that would be Eidah Sheyatiyah Lacha Iyata Yachal Azima. You can't make these people Edom Zomim, because Edom Zomim means, right, Imano Ha'isim, you were with us at that date and time. So if you don't have a date and time on the testimony, so it's not considered to be good testimony. And Pashas is because you can't punish the Edom, so there's nothing for them to lose. Right? What's stopping them from saying Reuven killed Shimon, right, if they can't get killed for it, right, there's no potential punishment. Okay, there's a lot of that, but anyway, so the machlok is over here, that's our machlok is over here. Either she atachala zima kamefuki. Kagon, right, what's the case? Right, the asu sahadi, two edim came, va'amar le, he said ganavta, he said you stole, va'amar lehu ganavti tevachti macharti, right, he said, enechanami, I did, miu lo b'fnem ganavti, right? But it wasn't in front of you guys. El bifnei ploni ploni. But it was these guys. Those are the people who were with me. Meaning, you know, Joe and Shmo were with me when I did it. The Isu Sade, and sure enough, he brought Edim, as many who knew the law upon by Hugonov, right? They, in Ekonami, the case was that the other Edim came and said, yeah, the first Edim was on them. Then those two guys he pointed out, then sure enough, those guys, Joe and Shmo, came and testified that he was Ganav Tavakamachar. This is the Machlokes. The Rabbanon Savri, Havile Edush Iyata Yakulazima. The Chachamim hold that that's Edus, right, that you cannot, right, be Mazim. Right, that you cannot be Mazim. Can't say Manu Hayisem, meaning that the guy, you can't punish the second Edom that testified about the Ganav Tricha Machira because the guy was Moda. Right? The Ganav was Moda that he did it. Right, and they, you can't punish them. The chorid, right, he's not going to pay. Right, once he's moday, he's not going to pay dollar bay, and therefore you can't then put that punishment on the edim that come and testify because the guy's not going to be chayiv. So therefore, v'chol edus she'etachol azima lo havi edus. Right, that's not, therefore not considered to be good edus. Sumchas savar, sumchas hold edus she'etachol azima havi edus. Right, no, he says hold that it is good. Right, and he disagrees with that whole concept, and therefore it's fine. Right, therefore it's fine. But one second, we paskin, right, that if it's edus that you can't be mazim, right, is not good edus. What do you mean Sumchas disagrees with that concept? So what do you mean, how is that possible? So says no, honey mealy, that when does Sumchas hold of that concept? That's only if you don't have a timestamp on your edus, right, the electrical edus clock, because then that's not edus, that's not testimony. You can't say Reuben killed Shimon if you don't know when it happened. But over here, they're supporting him. Okay, maybe he's supporting them. Right? However, you have the girsa. Right? The fact that the guy who was moda already doesn't eliminate the fact that these edim saw it and they're coming to the Beis Din and testifying. I mean, they're legit. Just because the guy was moda, right, doesn't necessarily mean that there's not going to be proper edus. Amar Mar, so let's just get to the two dots over here, right? Amar Mar, hey, Mishal Mitzvah Kefal. Just to understand what Sumchas meant, right, when they say that the edim zomim, right? If you remember that in that case, pay the kefal, right? That i.e. the kefal and the karen made the kamoda beganav karen by yishlume. One second, what was the case over there? If you remember, right, we said that the ganav, right, admits to the theft. Right, and they come and say you want to pay dollar behez, or so. One second, meaning the first edim tried to say that you stole, i.e. your chayv kefal. Right, the ganav says, "I did steal, but you guys weren't the edim who saw the theft." And then those edim become edim zomim. So, one second, why would they have to pay kefal? Because the ganav himself has to pay the keren, has to pay the basic, the value of the item. Why would they have to pay double? Meaning, if the ganav is paying 100. Right, the Edim paid kefal, the Edim paid 200. That doesn't make sense because they were trying to be mechayev him another 100, not 100. Right, again, if the guy's going to admit to theft, so then he has to pay the value of the item. If that's 100, right, if he didn't admit, he would have to pay 200 because that's double. That's what the Edim Zomim tried to get him to do. So why would the Edim Zomim pay kefal? Why would they pay 200? All they were trying to do was make him pay an extra 100. So the Gemara says, Inachanami, Amar Abiyazar Mishmei Derav, right, Tani teach Tashlum the kefal, meaning they have to complete the kefal, they have to complete the entire 200. Dollar value, and therefore, since the guy is paying 100, they would have to pay an extra 100. All right, we'll go invite you on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.